Climbers, today I want to talk to you about three things you must do if you want to turn pro. And that means if you want to write songs for a living or if you just want to get that bucket list cut. Johnny, do your thing.
Welcome to the club!
This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. This podcast exists because we want you to win, and leverage is what you're going to need to get ahead. It's not enough that you just have talent. You're going to have a track record as a writer, as an artist. And we explore all of those topics here in this podcast. That's why we called it The Climb, C-L-I-M-B, Creating Leverage in the Music Business. That is brilliant. It's like a lyricist wrote it or something, if we only knew one. Wait, it is. I do. It's a backronym for my good friend, Mr. Brent Baxter, who's an award-winning hit songwriter with cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, and more. Got a couple of number ones last year in Southern Gospel. And what I love about Brent, he helps writers like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro. And when you started to get those wheels greased and turning and competitive, you need relationships, and he introduces you to the pros. You can find Brent very easily at songwritingpro.com. Once again, that's songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. If you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production, singular, no S, and there is no S because there is no other. Johnny D.
Oh, we're going to find out how to turn pro, are we?
Three things you got to do if you want to turn pro. We're just going to shake it and break it down for you and be helpful for you on your journey. Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, before we get into that, let's take care of a little business here. As always, We are super excited to be a part of the American Songwriter Magazine's podcast network. It's part of American Songwriter Magazine. It's a 36-year-old brand name, y'all. This is a wealth of information. If you're a songwriter, whether you're trying to do it professionally, whether you're an artist, or whether it's a hobby, you need to know about this magazine here. We're one of the flagship shows that went over there, and we've got a new feature now called Suncast. So We're going to put a link to that in the show notes. This is on American Songwriter Magazine, and it's just sort of a curated, like, hey, here's five episodes you need to check out.
Yeah.
That's just a bullet point of from the different shows. So we're going to turn you on to that so that you guys can learn about some of the other shows that are on there. Because I know we got a lot of longtime climbers here. We've been on almost 6 years now. We're coming up on 6 years in March, bro.
Crazy.
They've found other shows on the podcast network. And we've also been blessed with a lot of new climbers that have come from American Songwriter Magazine. So Shout out to them. Check out the Suncast. Click on that link and subscribe to that. It's free. It's just going to put these things in your email. Hey, here's what's coming up next. Here's what you need to listen to. And it's all about the podcast stuff. So you want to get on that.
It's the Suncast because it comes out on Sunday. And so they curate the top five, man, that they want you to know about and drop it right in your inbox. You can read a little blurb about it and click on it if you want to listen to it. You can also sign up for it. Again, it's free, but you can go to AmericanSongwriter.com/Suncast, as in S-U-N, as in Sunday, Suncast. AmericanSongwriter.com/Suncast, and you can sign up for it there as well.
There you go. Join the Climb community if you haven't done so already. This is a constantly growing, thriving Facebook group that we are just very proud of everybody that's in here. There are songwriters connecting with other songwriters, creating co-writes that are lucrative, that are getting cuts, that are getting placements. There are people asking questions about promotion and different kinds of production stuff, and everybody's giving great answers in there. It's just this thriving community, and I don't ever remember anybody having a wrong answer in there, at least one that I thought I had to correct. By the time I get in there and respond to a question somebody asks, I'm usually just with the up finger, like, hey, what they said. That's right. Exactly what I would do, and maybe I would add to it, but it's all really good information for people who really care, you know, about this. And we want you to contribute to this. So if you've got some news article or some sort of new thing that the whole group needs to hear about that would benefit the whole group, feel free to make a post. If it's about you specifically, we want to hear about that too, but we have very specific places to put it. So if it's a gig thing, we've got a gig post that happens every week that you can comment on. One of my favorites is The Wins. Like, you know, let's talk about The Wins, The Wednesday Wins, right? So what does that look like here, Brent?
Yeah, so every Wednesday we post the New Heights segment. My buddy Connor's taking care of that for us. So every Wednesday, so you can also search for hashtag New Heights if you just want to see them. And it's where we encourage you and invite you to celebrate your wins and share your wins with us, with the community. And so, man, this week we got a bunch of them. And it's fun to see the engagement, not just somebody posting their wins, but to see people like James Kelso and Bill O'Hanlon and Patrick Adams and people like commenting on other people's wins and congratulating them and giving them attaboys and attagirls. I just love seeing that community. So for me, that's some of the favorite part. But I'm going to share a couple of these with you. Sunday Joe Graham says, three songs are being pitched this week, Southern Gospel, CCM, and Country. Good luck on those pitches Sunday. Let's see. Cash Memphis has a gig up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, up in your kind of neck of the woods.
Yeah.
New music is finished, I guess, and prepping for release and celebrating other artist opportunities. It's cool. For me, I have a song that hit number 18 in Texas so far at the time of this recording. It's at number 18, up to number 18. It's called She's a River on the artist Junior Gordon. So that's fun to have something charting. Excuse me, I charted. Let's see. Johnny, you added Totsie as a Daredevil client. So that's, yeah. I checked her out, and that's cool. That's some craziness.
So that's that's a duo.
It's a duo.
Totsie is the singer Beth and Brett Boyette together. Brett Boyette is major producer, songwriter. He's one third of the Nash Villains. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on their label working with them now on Fade Entertainment, which is great. And I'm super excited about. And we're kind of putting together a whole TikTok thing for them, actually, because this Totsie's interesting, T-O-T-S-Y, if you guys want to check it out. It's a unique sort of alternative burlesque-ish, you know? Mm-hmm. It's very vintage-sounding, burlesque-ish.
Right. I saw a thing they opened for the Brian Setzer Orchestra thing. Yeah. So it's kind of in that world, too. It was cool. It was different. It was cool stuff. So.
It's very, very different. It's not country. It's not rock. It's not pop. It's its own thing. And right. So we're going to do a couple. They got a new single dropping on the 19th of November, and we are kind of gearing up to help them out with that. So I'm excited about that.
Much fun. Much fun. And also, our buddy climber, Paul DeMarco, had a song that he wrote with Bill O'Hanlon and Lucy LeBlanc that got signed by Jess Furman of Big Noise Music Group, and two more songs that she's going to play for her team. So, man, getting some stuff signed for some sync opportunities. So Paul's excited about that. And, man, and there are many more. So, man, come on over, drop in, join the climb community, celebrate each other's wins. That's how, I mean, people are meeting each other, are gearing up co-writes out of this because they're being good people to each other, right? They're just connecting, they're celebrating wins, they're sharing what's going on with them, they're finding each other. And like Paul is over in Europe and Lucy and Bill are, you know, here in the States.
Yeah.
And they're able to write together. So there's people all over the world getting together and
create some wins.
Man, some wins
together, and those relationships happened, I want to say, through this group.
Well, I know that the group is something they all have in common, so it would not surprise me if they all met through here. So I don't know, but it's sure helping foster and maintain those relationships because they're all commenting on each other's stuff. So
I love it. So make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast, whichever platform you're on. And most of all, guys, tell a friend about it. You spend this much time with us every week. We don't take that lightly. We're so grateful that you are here. And we work very hard to bring, make us relevant and personal for you and helpful. We want to help. That, you know, this is why we do this. And if you're finding some kind of value in this, then please share it with a friend. Let somebody else know, another artist, another musician, another songwriter. Hey, man, you got to check out this podcast. It's amazing. I found this and this and this, and I learned this and I like that. And we're super stoked about it. So, please do that. One final announcement for those of you who didn't, skip past the usual wind up here. Because I get that. It's okay. But I'm interested in anybody listening to my voice. What kind of mini course would you like to see? We're doing a little research here. I put this up in the climb community. I put it out to my email list. I meant to tell you, Brent, to put it out to yours. But what kind of, from a promotion artist standpoint, what kind of mini course would you like? What is it that you desire? You know, because we're getting geared up to do a bunch of creative stuff here at Daredevil. And if I get enough people saying the same thing, that's the one that we're going to make. So send your answer to info@daredevilproduction.com and just put mini courses, you know, desires, put anything in the subject line. And then we're going to kind of go through and read all the emails and sort of make some decisions on what kind of courses we could do. And this would be a course that it would be free to you. So this is, you know, you're talking about free coaching here. What is it that you want to be coached on? And what is that main thing that's bugging you? And then we're going to put some of that stuff together for you.
Awesome. Look at you, just adding value, right? Helping people.
I know. I am a B-52 dropping value bombs all over the world.
Nice. Rome if you want to. All right. So
what do we need to know?
We are talking about three things you must do if you want to turn pro, whether that's write songs for a living or just finally get that elusive major artist cut. Just I want one and then want to ride off into the sunset, right? Well, either way, you got to be doing these three things. And you know what? You've already heard about them several times, but I thought, you know what? We have maybe haven't like done a dive into each one of these. Like, I just want to like put them together, give you a little more input on these. So we're just going to dive into them. So the first one is, one thing you must do if you want to
never going to work. It's never going to. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Have a positive attitude, Johnny. But that's point four. I'll get to that next week. No. The first thing you must do is write like a pro. Okay. So this isn't a hobby. I don't care if you just want that one cut. Like I just want one cut. That'd be cool. Sorry. That just became a full-time job. Right. So if you want commercial success, you have to treat it like a job. It's not a hobby. You have to show up and work even when you don't feel inspired, and you have to put in the work. Why? Because that's what the competition is doing. Because that's what I'm doing. That's what, you know, who Chris Wallen is doing. That's what all these people that are getting cuts that you want to get, that's what they're doing. So I don't care if you just want one and to ride off in the sunset. It's still, you got to compete against the best of the world that are showing up. So you got to put in the work. And it comes, part of the reason too, is because it takes a lot of work just to get good enough to write like a pro, where you're consistently writing pro level competitive songs. So you got to write like a pro. And I think it serves you well to write with the artist and the listener in mind. So like, who's going to want to cut this song? Who's going to want to hear it? Why are they going to want to hear it? Why are they, it's the so what factor. Oh, there's that song. You wrote that song. Okay, so what? Why? Who cares? Right? Will this go over well in a live show? There's these things that more and more as a writer, I'm thinking about going, how does this matter? Why does someone care about this story that I want to share, or this thought, this emotional thing? Like, why do they care? Is it going to make them laugh, cry, dance, or think? Is there something going on here? And so you want to think not just like, what do I feel like saying? What's going to entertain me? That kind of stuff, which there's room for some of that, but also you have to go, okay, well, you know, I got to show up for work. My job is to get people to record my songs. What kind of stuff they want to record? What's going to help a producer like a Shane McAnally or you know, whoever, you name them, right? Paul Worley. What's going to help them solve their problems? What kind of song are they looking for? Boy, it's a lot easier to, you know, sell something if somebody's actively saying, I want to buy this, right? So
there has to be intention is what you're saying, right?
Man, you got to think about it. You got to start thinking like a pro. You want to write like a pro. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, pro songs get cut that they did not write for a commercial result. One great example I think of is Gary Burr's song. He's a songwriter. It's called That's My Job. It was a classic hit for Conway Twitty, country legend, right? Hall of Famer. Gary wrote that song for his dad, and he only turned it in because, like, contractually, he was obligated to turn in everything that every song he finished during his publishing deal. So he wrote it just out of true raw emotion, something that meant something to him. He's just, it was one of those heart songs, and he turned it in because he's supposed to. So, you know, he's doing business like he should, and he turned it in. Well, while they loved it, they pitched it. Oh my gosh, Conway Twitty cut it, and it became a hit single, and he sang it at Conway's memorial after Conway passed. Like, it was a Conway song called That's My Job. And so I heard Gary speaking on this. He's like, it weirded me out, like, hearing it on the radio, because it's like all these descriptions of the house I grew up in. And like, it was a total personal song. And it became very universal. A lot of people love that song. That's a great father-son song. But the thing is, it wasn't just heart. It was craft. It was written like a pro would write it. And why? Because Gary's a pro. And he's put in so many hours. He's made so many, he's built so many songs that even when he's like, I'm writing this for me, it's going to be well crafted. Right? He doesn't just slack off because it's for me, so I don't care how. No, he's going to write it with the bar is for him, which is a really high bar. He's like a Hall of Famer himself as a writer. And so it has great craft. And so therefore, even those songs you write for yourself, for the heart songs, they have a chance because they're so well crafted. And that's the thing. Like if your songs are all heart and not enough craft, they're not going to get the result. They're not going to get a commercial result. They may feed you.
I got something to add to this.
But you need to have both. Yeah, Johnny.
So have you ever heard of Chuck Close?
Chuck Close?
Yeah, he's like American painter, photographer.
Okay.
I think he's kind of most famous for these like super massive scale photorealistic portraits or whatever. But
okay,
he's got a quote that
where it looks like you're really up close.
Like Chuck Close, he's a close talker.
There we go.
But here's the quote: inspiration is for amateurs. The rest of us just show up and get to work. If you wait around for the clouds to part and a bolt of lightning to strike you in the brain, you are not going to make an awful lot of work. All the best ideas come out of the process. They come out of the work itself.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sum up Song Title Challenge? Doesn't that sum up so many of the processes that you have in your books and in your courses?
Yeah.
And in your life, like your process is, okay, this is, we're going to, you know, you got to dig the ditch before you lay the pipe. You know what I mean? It's like, there's a process. There's a step to it. You know, with video content challenge episodes, it's a process that we're showing you that the most creative ideas come from. This is that. It's intentional. We intentionally get, now we're getting like really great guests on, on our, you know, our video content challenge and our song title challenge, little pullout episodes. And they're so, you can see the love of the process for doing this. And then you can see or listen firsthand and watch what happens, like what, like how we go down that path by using a process. And then all of a sudden, and I swear it's 9 times out of 10, we don't have the ringer at the beginning.
Oh no, that's the thing. Listen to song title challenges, listen to video content challenge, gauge our inspiration level at the beginning of the episode versus the end of the episode.
And and the energy level and excitement level. Right?
Exactly. At the beginning, that's the lowest it is. You're like, I don't know, what are we going to work on today? I mean, you're happy to be there, right? But when Johnny drops that title on me and whoever our guest is, rarely we're like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing. Oh, I cannot contain myself. I'm so excited. No, but by the end of it, we're like, oh, that's so much fun. Okay, we got some good looks at it, as Johnny says. Yeah, and they're like, okay, now this is some stuff we can run with. We go looking after, we don't wait until we're inspired to start doing Song Title Challenge, right? We do Song Title Challenge until we're inspired. And boy, if you listen to those episodes, it happens regularly, right?
Yeah.
Huh. It's almost like repeatable, the process.
Which is, by the way, and another way that it sort of frames out the process that you're talking about, like going to work with intention, right, is with the hot takes that we do on those, right? Yeah. On the song title challenge specifically, where I'll be like, okay, this is a very bland title. You're not winning before you're spinning. Now, I'm not ripping the title. I'm just saying this is my first feeling when I'm looking at the title.
Yeah.
It's your perception. And it's my perception. And then sometimes I feel like it's very specific.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is constricted. I feel like, you know, if you remember the Austin Powers thing with the cart in the space where he's trying to turn the cart around, and it feels like
down
that. That's the title. Yeah. And but then afterwards, I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm so excited. And I'm not like pissing on the title, but it's just like, okay, this is what happens first. And we've said so many times on that direction, just if you're looking at a hookbook with all these great titles and you come across one that's called The Dance, forget
the words I've heard,
it's Garth Brooks and it's The Dance and it's
right,
you know, and the writers, and forget all that on the surface, you're like, meh.
Yeah,
but then what they did with it makes it one of the
iconic. It's just
most iconic, most respected songs of all time.
An all-timer. So writing like a pro is showing up like a professional. Like, I saw this quote the other day. I can't remember who said it, but it was like,
climbers, do you have a groundbreaking song that the world needs to hear?
Enter your song today in American Songwriters 2021 Song Contest to win $10,000, promotion across American Songwriter, and a co-publishing deal with Live by Live.
Get your songs in front of the contest judges, who are also number one artists like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
I love that.
Vance Joy and Martina McBride, along with top A&R executives such as the senior VP of A&R at Atlantic Records and BBR Music Group.
Go to AmericanSongwriter.com/song-contest to enter. Again, that's AmericanSongwriter.com/song-contest to enter.
And if you use the coupon code CLIMB, all capital letters, C-L-I-M-B, you'll save 10% on your contest entry. No reason not to do it now, guys.
I saw this quote the other day. I can't remember who said it, but it was like, no, man, it's like writer's block or whatever, waiting for inspiration. That's like, it's not a thing. It's not real. Like, you ever hear of somebody in plumber's block? Like, yeah. Go to work. Yeah. You know? The plumber's crack, but not plumber's block, right? So go to work. And then the choices you make to give yourself the best professional chance to win. It's writing like a pro. Number two is do business like a pro. Hey, are these starting to sound familiar? Oh, write like a pro.
At the beginning of every episode.
Do business like a pro. You know, it's the music business, not the music I don't want to think about it, right? It's the music business. So do you understand, for example, do you understand music publishing? Have you joined a PRO like ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC in the US, or one of your, you know, your PRO in your territory, wherever you are in the world? And once you join one, do you like actually register your songs? If your songs are getting played out, are you actually, you know, putting your set list in so they can pay you, so they're aware of it? Like, how are you going to make a living if you're not setting up the cash registers? If that's what you want to do, if you want to get paid for your music, do you even understand the cash registers, and are you opening the cash registers so the money can go into it? It's really hard to make a living in music if you're not even receptive to getting paid. Like, if you're not making yourself payable, it's like wanting to, you know, find the future spouse, but you don't leave your house and you aren't even dating online. You're like, as my dad used to say, she's not going to show up at your house, son. Right. So it's, you got to make yourself payable. But even before that, it's hard to earn money if you don't take the business steps to earn that money. There's one thing to receive the money. It's another thing to do the work to earn it. Like, do you understand how to get your songs into the ears of the gatekeepers? If you happen to get into the room with a professional writer or artist, do you understand that you are in the service business? You're there to serve the artist and that artist's fans. The artist is aware, if they're smart and wise and have a good career ahead of them, that they are there to serve their fans. So therefore, are you coming alongside them to partner with them to help them serve their fans, or are you in it for yourself? If you're in it for yourself, it's not going to go as well. If you're there to help support the artist and their fans accomplish what they want to have, the experience they want to have, then you're much more likely to hit the mark that gets you paid, right? Do you pay your demo bills on time? Like, that can derail your business if you get known as, oh, so-and-so, man, he never pays his demo bill. He still owes me like $300 for this thing we did 2 years ago. I'm not in a big hurry to get back in the room with him, because what happens if we like the song and we want to demo it? I'm not sure if he's going to pay me. I don't want to get jerked around again. Like, stuff like, simple stuff like that. And speaking of demos, do you know how to get your songs demoed, that process? Like, do you speak the language of the music business, or do you come off sounding like a newbie? All this stuff matters. Like, it's the business part of the music business that makes the music part of the music business work and sustainable. So you have to do business like a pro. That's knowing how to talk to pros. It's just all that little stuff to take care of so you represent like a pro, like someone who belongs in the business.
One quick addition to that is, you know, you ask, you know, do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know that publishers are really looking for hit songwriters more than they're looking for a hit song? You know, so what's your expectation when you get
and looking for a hit songwriter more than just looking for a great song? Like, yeah, there can be a difference.
Yeah, I mean, because I think a lot of people sort of get hung up on their doubt, their fear, their, you know, their, oh, I guess it was true. I'm really not a great songwriter. That's the voice inside their head. Mm-hmm. When they, their expectation is to have something happen with a specific song. I know for a fact that there are songwriters who have gotten an opportunity. They were like good songwriters, budding songwriters. Mm-hmm. You've got an opportunity to get in front of a publisher, and then it didn't work out with that specific song. Their intention, their what they wanted to have happen, where they were seeking the validation, where they thought in their mind, this means I'm going to be a good songwriter, is if something happens with this specific song, mm-hmm. and overlooked the opportunity that they could have created a relationship with the publisher who was liking them, right? Like, I like this song. I can't do anything with this song, but I like where you get, I like the way you think. I like your vibe. And so, and all they're hearing is, he doesn't like my song. She doesn't like my song. So F you, I'm out, or whatever. Oh. You know, it's,
I mean, I've done enough coaching. I used to do a bunch of it for NSAI. And so, you know, members would sign up, they'd come on in, and, it was the most frustrating ones and annoying ones were the people that only wanted to get discovered. They weren't wanting to get better. They weren't, did not express any interest in getting better. They just wanted to be validated for how good they already were. They just wanted me to see the bright shining them that they already are. Some of them were great. They were all about how can I get better? And that was awesome. But the ones that were just like, okay, I'm just here to hear I'm great. If you don't like that, I'll cut off your feedback to get to the next song. Like, I had people like, oh, well, let's get to the next one then. Well, I think this one's a little, okay, well, how about the next one? I'm like, you're totally not interested in getting better. And that's not doing business like a pro. For one thing, it shows me you're not a contender. You're not serious at this point in your life about getting better. And if you want to be in the business and good investment for myself as a friend or a co-writer or whatever, like, if you want to be a good bet, you got to be all about getting better and doing the other stuff too. Like, because that's, nobody comes in fully formed. We all need to get better. And even if you're perfect for right now, the industry changes. So if you don't have the heart of a learner, a student, then the industry is going to change out from under you anyway. And then you're not going to be relevant anymore. So that stuff was not doing business as a pro. Like, these people, I was like, I want nothing to do with them, because that looks like a time suck. You know, like, nobody's going to get anything out of this. Like, you know, it's like trying to put, you know, pearls on a pig, whatever. It's going to just annoy the pig and trample the pearl, you know? Nobody's better for this. But then there are other people that would come in taking notes. They're like humble and they're eager to learn. And like, I want to help them because they want to be helped. And so I like you, no matter where your songs are on the spectrum, in my opinion, on how far along you are as far as writing like a pro, it's like, you're doing business like a pro, like an easy hang. You want to learn. You're respecting me and my time and what I have to say. Not that I'm always right. Not that you should do everything I say, but you're taking it in. You showed up. You asked my opinion, right? I didn't come find you. Just doing business like that makes me want to give more and help you more. Just because you're listening and paying attention and expressing interest in getting better. The people I can help the least are the people that already know everything. So I can't tell you anything. So it doesn't matter. So there's that doing kind of business too. And same thing with whether it's a publisher meeting or a PRO meeting, like being a humble, I mean, secure, confident, but with humility and the heart of hey, you're on that side of the desk. I'm on this side for a reason. I called you.
Yeah. Let's, what don't you know? Like, go from there. What don't you know? What do you have to learn? As opposed to, does he get it or not get it on this song?
Right.
You know, it's like
you're judging me because I don't get your song.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Right off the bat, like, if I don't get it, that's an effing problem from the songwriter perspective.
Yeah.
Like, and if I don't understand what you're saying and I don't get it, it's not because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
because you should be making sure that no matter how dumb I am, I get that, what you're saying.
And sometimes it's maybe because I have not had enough coffee or I've had too much. You know, maybe my head is full of an argument I had with my wife this morning, or one of my kids has this issue going on. Like, we can't always.
Yep.
Sometimes it is just on the listener. And 9 out of 10 other people would totally get it. But thing is, a pro doing business is like, well, I'm not taking just one shot. I'm not playing this just for one person. And I'm not just doing this one song. Like, you're talking about, John, you know, they're looking for hit songwriters, not just a hit song. They're you know, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to keep doing business. Even if this person doesn't like this song, even if 10 people, 20 people, 30 people don't like this song, you know what? It's not my last song. And it's not going to always be my best song. And what can I learn from this? Keep, you know, hey, three on this, you know, theme of threes here, three steps to building a successful music career. Write great songs, build great relationships, repeat. And yeah, that's kind of what this is all aimed at. Write great songs. You want to write like a pro, build relationships. Part of that is doing business like a pro. So you not only do you have your cash register, but your network is going to be stronger, and you know how to do stuff. So you're less likely to step in a hole, sign a bad publishing deal, or not even get to a point where you understand what publishing deals are. And do you want one? Do you not want one? Do you just knowing how the business works? It's a huge part of it.
Yeah. So,
are you educated on the business?
Yep.
Do you have your own publishing company set up? You might need one. I was really glad I had one set up before Alan cut Monday Morning Church, because then at least that was one less thing I had to worry about. I was open for business already and didn't have to get on the, and I knew enough about publishing because I owned my own publishing because nobody wanted it, that I could run, at least get to the next step in that process. I knew enough about the business where I was like, oh my gosh, this person recorded my song. I have no idea how to get paid. I don't know what label copy is. I don't know how to do a license. I'm totally unprepared for success. You want to start getting prepared for success. Hey, you want to be a pro? Great. Start learning about the business, because if you're fortunate, if you do get stuff cut, the business will come knocking on your door, expect you to know how to handle it.
Yep.
So don't screw up an opportunity, right? Third thing is, also write like a pro, do business like a pro. Johnny, I bet you know the third one.
Create relations, get in front of the pros.
Exactly. Connect to the pros. So you can write like a pro, and you can craft your songs to be super compelling and super commercial. And you can do business like a pro. You can have your own publishing company set up. You can have your everything registered with a PRO. All your songs are in there. You have your stuff copywritten, all this stuff. Like, I'm open for business. But you know what? If you don't connect to the pros, your songs are never going to leave your laptop. You got to, especially if you're not the artist writer. Now, if you're completely self-contained, artist, writer, publisher, producer, you get directly to the fans. But those people are super rare. Okay, you still need other people in the business really to level up, especially if you're a songwriter. Like I am. I have no artist aspirations. My art is writing for other people. Mm-hmm. I got to have other people or my songs go nowhere. I got to connect to other professionals who can get it, who can say yes, who can move it further along the chain. So you have to get your songs into the hands of people who can do something with them. You have to get your songs into the hands of publishers who can pitch your songs, or you have to get your songs into the hands of the artist and producers and label yourself. Preferably both, right? Nobody's an island. The music business is a team sport, and you need to assemble a winning team. That includes co-writers, that includes publishers, producers, and other friends and allies in the business. Connecting to the pros needs to be a regular part of your business. Like, it is a regular part of doing business. That's part of why we're starting to have guests on more episodes, like the Song Title Challenge. Like, I'm getting to know Chris Wallen a little bit through actually Songwriting Pro, and he's putting a course together, which I'm sure is going to be awesome for songwriters. I used to just watch him at the Broken Spoke and blown away by his songs like Speed and Something to Be Proud Of and Don't Blink and all this stuff. Like, he was one of the dudes when I moved to town. Like, you'd go see him, it was like, oh my gosh, so great. You know, I've never written with him. I've written with his wife, Camille. So, you know, I've kind of orbited that a little bit, but like, until this other stuff came up, like, he called me up to ask some questions about, you know, marketing stuff. And so we've gotten to know each other some. I'm like, dude, come on the podcast. And that was our first time to kind of play in the creative sandbox together. And it helps our listeners. It's adding value. It's adding value to him, because that's going to help him get in front of other people for some stuff he wants to do. And who knows where that might lead. We may end up in the writer's room together working on something for an artist or with an artist. Hey, that's part of it. It's like building in relationship building into so much of what I do. For one thing, it's fun. It's fun to work with people you admire and get to play in the sandbox with them. But it's also good business. And so that needs to be a regular part of it. So,
yep. That's right. And it's like, The best thing since sliced bread. You've heard that adage.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sliced bread, the bread slicer was invented like 15 years before sliced bread became popular. Because the guy that invented the bread slicer couldn't get it in front of enough people.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't until Wonder Bread came out and started selling sliced bread. And everybody's like, oh, sliced bread. We should all have sliced bread. It should all be sliced. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
You know?
What so is
it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter that you have the coolest. I mean, sliced bread changed the world. The bread slicer changed the world. That was like an epic thing. You know what yeah. I mean? So you could have the most epic song, but if you don't get it in front of anybody.
I'm happy for you, but I'm sad for me because I won't hear it. I want to hear your awesome song. Don't keep your song from me, right?
Exactly.
So it's, you know, that's why here, right after we hop off the podcast, I'm going to go interview a Canadian producer songwriter for The Hang, for the songwriting pro community, because one, it feeds my community. It adds value. We're going to talk about how he finds songs for his artists that are doing well up in Canada. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about mistakes that songwriters make when they pitch songs his way. What's the difference between what gets on a record and what doesn't? So I'm finding these nuggets. I'm learning how to do business more and more like a pro. Like, I'm still learning and constantly seeing, like, how does he do business? So I'm learning for myself. I'm bringing that, you know, that information to my community so they can understand that. But also it's a reason to get in front of the, you know, FaceTime with this person who I've not met yet.
Yeah.
But I'm using, you know, the community as a way for everybody to win. He gets to share his knowledge. We get to talk about him and how he's awesome, which he is. And we get to help the community. And I'm building relationships. And maybe I can write a song with him, with one of his artists, or at least to have an avenue to pitch for it.
Yep.
It just building it in where it's consistently a part of doing business. It's like vitamins, man. You can skip taking your vitamins for a while and you don't notice it at first. But eventually your body's not going to be as healthy as it could be. These are like doing all this stuff. You may not notice if you don't do it for a week. You know, if you're like me, you're not going to feel good if you don't create for a week. You'll start feeling like, I'm not doing my thing. But your business-wise, you won't notice it for a while. But over time, your business, your music business, your songwriting business is not going to be as healthy as it could be. Yeah. And it sounds like a lot to accomplish, right? Write like a pro, do business like a pro, connect to the pros. Well, guess what? There's good news here. I'm here to help. Okay. Specifically, Songwriting Pro is here to help. So I'm not just telling you what to do. I want to let you know about some ways that I'm going to help you do this. For one thing, here on the podcast, which is 100% free, we help you, think like a pro, right? We let you know about opportunities to connect to the pros, but like, we'll share advice on how to write like a pro. We share business advice, whether you're an artist or a songwriter, how to do business like a pro. So this is a great resource. So if this is your first episode, welcome. There's a bunch behind it. Go check that out, right? So we're here to help you do that. But also with Songwriting Pro, like, we help you find co-writers through our monthly Co-Writer Cafe, which is a Zoom meeting where we hop on and break up into little breakout rooms with like two or three other writers who are also interested in making friends from like around the world, and potential co-writers. And you get to hang out and chat. Then we bring you back in after like 10 minutes and we shake up the rooms and send you back out to meet more people. It's kind of like speed dating to not actually writing a song. You're just making friends and getting to know people. We do that every month. We help you write like a pro with our artist insight reports, which are some of the stuff we talked about on the podcast. But I have a team that's going through artist albums, breaking down what they record, who's writing these songs, who's producing, what kind of BPMs they like, what subject matters they like, what keys they sing, and all this stuff. We break it down with production notes. And we present that to you like weekly on there. You can go, oh, what's Scotty McCreary up to? What did he do on his last record in case you want to pitch or write for his next record? It helps you to understand and have insight into what he's doing. We provide stuff like that to help you. Doing business like a pro. We have the monthly jam session for our members, which is a Zoom meeting. You hop on. I talk a little bit about a topic about the business or the art of their craft of songwriting. And then you ask me your questions. And it's just a Q&A, and you get to say, hey, what do you do about this co-writer situation or song splits or whatever? And we talk about it, we record them, we put them in the members area so that there's all this information, and we help you connect to the pros through not only through the jam session, which is, you know, you're connecting with me, but through our Know the Pro events. Like, by the time this drops, I think it'll be 2 days from now on Thursday, October 21st. We have one with Chris Wallen. And this one is actually an open house. So if you, normally they're only for members and they're free for members, but this one we're doing free for anybody who wants to show up. Chris Wallen's going to be joining us for an hour. He wrote Speed for Montgomery Gentry and Something to Be Proud Of for them. He wrote Don't Blink for Kenny Chesney, Love Me If You Can for Toby Keith and other stuff. And I'm going to ask him some questions and open it up to your questions. We do that on a regular basis to help you connect with pros. You get discounts on Play for a Publisher and Pro Connect and all these opportunities. So I'm not just telling you what you need to do, man. I'm trying to help you do that on a regular basis. Because again, all this stuff's like vitamins, man. You got to be doing it consistently to build a good, healthy body of work and business. If you're interested in that, hop on over to songwritingpro.com. You can get some free downloads, like a look inside the community. You also have a 14-day free trial. That's at songwritingpro.com. Just up on the top toolbar, if you're interested in like going, hey, here's 5 hours of an inside look at interviews and stuff like that, you can go there, or whatever, you know, our free gift is at the time. You find that on the top toolbar, or if you just want to launch in, find more about it and start a 14-day free trial, you can do that there as well. So that's songwritingpro.com. That's my spiel.
I love it, man. Yeah. And that's all good. I mean, it's all teaching how to, you know, build the muscle, flex the muscle. All those things.
Giving you opportunity and encouragement to do that in a community of like-minded people.
I love it, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. Make sure that you join the climb community, that you follow or subscribe to the podcast, and tell a friend about it. That is the most important thing. We're busting our butts here to try to help you. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing,
and we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.